On today's Tech Help for Churches, why YouTube has been censored and why that should matter to your church. Hi, and welcome again to another episode of Tech Help for Churches. This is the show where every week I help you with new media, social media, the web, etc. for your church. My name is Paul Allen Clifford. I'm your host, and I'd love for you to ask your questions and leave your comments, so just do that below the video. If you're listening to the audio, head on over to my website where all the action happens, and go to trinitydigitalmedia.com/contact. There you can leave your message or use any of the contact information that you see there. So I stumbled across an article today, and it occurred to me that I really haven't talked about this aspect, because while YouTube is a great platform, there are situations where it wouldn't be so great. So I've talked about live streaming, where there are copyright issues that can cause problems for your church, that the live streaming platform isn't really designed for recurring events, so it makes it a little more difficult. But one thing that I didn't touch on is the fact that YouTube is censored in a lot of places. So, first off, it's censored in Germany. Now, this is self-censorship because of the way German law works. Even if YouTube pulls down content that's copyrighted, they're still held liable. So in order to avoid getting judgments against them for something that we would call a safe harbor situation here in the U.S., they've just blocked themselves from Germany. Now, a bunch of Muslim countries have blocked and unblocked and blocked and unblocked YouTube for a variety of reasons. You might have heard of a documentary a few years ago called The Silence of Muslims, which was an anti-Muhammad type documentary, and that really upset a bunch of them, so they just blocked YouTube altogether. A lot of them have since unblocked it, but at any moment, somebody could put something up on YouTube that they find distasteful and they can unblock it. So the first reason this happens is copyright. The second reason is religious censorship. The third reason is political. So sometimes someone will get video of a political figure that isn't particularly flattering. Now, in the U.S., we say, well, you shouldn't have done that. In other countries, they say, well, I'm in charge, so YouTube, you shouldn't have put that up, and they block it. So that's a third reason that this can happen. So there are really all sorts of reasons why YouTube could be censored. But why this matters to you is, let's say that your church has a relationship with a church in Germany and you want to live stream your services and they might want to watch them. Well, YouTube live streaming is immediately excluded because they can't see it. Let's say that you have video that your church wants to use and a missionary in a predominantly Muslim country wants to show that. Well, all of a sudden, YouTube gets blocked. Let's say that you have some helpful resources that might be something that can be shared with churches in China. Well, wouldn't you know it, right as they go to use it, China decides to block them. Any of these things can happen at any time. So while YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world, while it gets tons and tons of visitors, something that I hadn't even thought of, because I get a lot of traffic from YouTube, is the fact that YouTube could be censored to the very people that you want to watch your videos. So, just something to keep in mind, something that you really have no control over, And something that smaller sites like maybe Vimeo or Dailymotion or some of these other sites, they would fly under the radar. But YouTube is so big that it's kind of like a big sign screaming, "Censor me, censor me, censor me." Whereas the little sites just might fly under the radar. So that's something else to consider. Maybe that's a way to get around this censorship. Well, I hope you found that information helpful. If you did, you'd probably like my email newsletter, so head on over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/gifts, G-I-F-T-S. There you can pick out a church tech gift of your choice and get a free subscription to my email newsletter, where I'll give you even more tips and tricks and tell you what's going on here at trinitydigitalmedia.com. Also, you'd like my store, so head over to trinitydigitalmedia.com/store. Okay, first time I've said this publicly, I'm releasing a teleprompter app and a teleprompter ebook. So that's what I've been working on. I'm actually looking through it. I've been ironing out the kinks for a while. So that may not be up today, but check back, because it's coming soon, and I've got three different versions that would be appropriate for different situations, and they're very inexpensive. So head over there. Until next time, this is Paul Allen Clifford with TrinityDigitalMedia.com. Go out and change eternity.